Holy One, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Love is a dangerous thing. There are two passages in the Gospels that are considered to be the heart. That's a deliberate reference, by the way. The heart, the very core of Jesus' life and teaching. And the first is, God so loved the world, he gave his only Son, that we may not perish but have eternal life. And the second is, love others as I have loved you. In the Hebrew scriptures, in the Torah, the very heart of the teachings is the passage when Moses stood on a mountaintop speaking to a burning bush saying, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? And God answers only, I will be there. And Moses asks, who am I to go to the Israelites? And God answers, I will be there. And Moses asks, when they ask me your name, who shall I say that you are? And God answers, I am with you. The heart of the words of the Apostle Paul, the first great Christian writer, the interpreter of Scripture for the early church, the heart of Paul's testimony is this. If I speak in the tongues of mortals and of angels, but do not have love, I am a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers and understand all the mysteries and all the knowledge, and if I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away all my possessions, and if I hand over my body so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient, love is kind, love is not envious or boastful or arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. Love does not rejoice in wrongdoing, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love is a dangerous thing. We know this because around the world, people are being imprisoned for it. In Miami, people are being arrested for feeding the poor in the streets. In Canada, Native people are being arrested for loving their children so much they're trying to get clean water for them. In Australia, people are being arrested for protesting detention camps for refugees in which children are imprisoned for their whole lives. In Canada, churches are being investigated under Revenue Canada rules in case they are advocating. Advocating for justice is against the law for charities. Loving people enough to work for their well-being is against the rules, for love is a dangerous thing. And yet, love triumphs. Individuals risk their freedom and their lives for the love that they hold. We are called to reach out in love to those with whom we most profoundly disagree. I am called to reach out to those who hold theologies and ideologies I cannot even understand. I'm called to be patient with people who are vastly different than I am. I am called to love, not just to preach. And I'm called to do that not because I'm a minister, but because I'm trying to be a follower of Christ. I am called to reach out in compassion to people who have none. I am called to reach out in love to those who seek my downfall. I am called to reach out with kindness to those who wish to do me harm. It's a really hard thing. And love is a dangerous thing. That's why the commandments don't begin with love your neighbor. They begin with love your God. Because without that assurance, I will be with you and I am with you, I couldn't do it. If I begin by loving God, I can try to love the reflection of God in others. I don't always have the strength or courage to be patient or the patience to love those who seek to harm me. I don't always want to be with people whose theologies I find repugnant or whose idea of social justice is not something I even recognize. But God is there too. And God is with them too. And if I can turn to love God, I may find myself able to love these God's people. It's almost Canada Day. And we celebrate Canada Day in a city that is a microcosm of the world. The tensions between conservative religious ideas and liberal social gospel, between races and languages, political ideologies. But we do it in a place where so far we have managed to preserve the ability to live in those tensions together in safety. We've managed to speak together of the community that we want to build in common despite our differences. Shane Coyson wrote this poem about Canada. He says, "We are more than genteel or civilized. We are an idea in the process of being realized. We are young. We are cultures strung together and woven into a tapestry, and the design is what makes us more than the sum total of our history. We are an experiment going right for change. We are the colors of Chinatown and the coffee of Little Italy. We dream so big that there are those who would call our ambition an industry, because we are more than sticky maple syrup and clean snow, and we do more than grow wheat and brew beer. We are vineyards of good year after good year. We reforest what we clear, because we believe in generations beyond our own, knowing now that so many of us have grown past what used to be. We can stand here today filled with all the hope people have when they say things like, someday. Someday we'll be great. Someday we'll be this or that. Someday we'll be at a point, but perhaps someday was yesterday, and all of our aspirations will pave the way for those who on that day look towards tomorrow." We join together with all Canadians this week, believing in generations beyond our own, filled with hope that people have when they say someday. But we stand here together today as Christians, or at least as those who try to follow in the way of Christ, knowing that loving is a dangerous thing because it can lead to social change, and the change may take us to places we weren't expecting to go. Like Moses, who had to go back down the mountain and back to speak to people that he feared and disliked. All based on the idea that love and compassion are the heart of that way. And the love of God is the only way to start, because we aren't always strong enough, wise enough, or courageous enough to love the people in front of us. We quoted Moses. We quoted Jesus. We've quoted Paul. We even quoted Shane. We're going to end by quoting the Beatles. Miri started the service this morning by playing "All You Need Is Love." Here's the words. "There's nothing you can do that can't be done. There's nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game. Nothing you can make that can't be made. Nothing you can save that can't be saved. Nothing you can do, but you can learn how to be you in time. Nothing you can know that isn't known. Nothing you can see that isn't shown. Know where you can be that isn't where you are meant to be. All you need is love. Love is all you need. Go in love, praising the Lord."